This episode is brought in part to you by Audible, your go-to destination for thrilling audio entertainment. Whether you're looking for a hair-raising experience to enjoy while you're on the move or eager to dive into sinister and shocking tales, Audible has an exclusive collection of thrillers from best-selling authors that will keep you on the edge of your seat. Like James Patterson's first audio-only thriller, The Coldest Case. Experience stories like never before, where every chilling detail is brought to life by captivating sound design. Plus, as an Audible member, choose one title a month to make yours forever. And now, new members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. Sound the gifting panic alarm. We've all been there. You need to find the perfect gift. You have absolutely zero ideas, and you don't know where to start. Relax. Now you can use Gift Mode on Etsy. Gift Mode takes the stress out of gifting, so you can find the perfect item for anyone and any occasion. Just answer a few short questions about who you're shopping for and what they like, and Gift Mode gives you curated gift ideas based on hundreds of personas. Imagine pages of artisan espresso mugs for the coffee connoisseur in your life. Or for the pickleballer, customized paddle covers in every shade imaginable. Etsy's got you covered. Need to find the perfect gift? Don't panic. Try Gift Mode on Etsy now.
Destruction from Hurricane Fiona.
There has been catastrophic flooding.
Criminal investigation into migrant flights.
Exploited for what I believe to be nothing more than political posturing.
New Russian horrors uncovered in Ukraine.
Right here is where the torture chambers apparently were.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Hurricane Fiona is on the move, picking up strength as it barrels toward the Turks and Caicos as a Category 3 storm after slamming the Dominican Republic with 90-mile-an-hour winds. It's blamed for two deaths and massive destruction. In Puerto Rico, only about 3% have power 5 years to the day Hurricane Maria hit. Correspondent David Begno has been surveying the devastation.
Once we landed in Añasco, we hitched a ride with Erica Matias in the back of her family's truck. She told us that in some places, the water was up to 4 feet deep.
Nice to meet you.
We met a woman named Lourdes. She's been living here nearly 12 years.
They just went through Maria, and now again. But the important thing is that we're alive.
Lourdes jumped in the back of the truck with us and took us to her home, which she says she helped to build with her family years ago. She's one of 16 children and had just repainted the house.
Have you ever thought of moving out of a flood zone?
I love living here because I love my neighbors. I like the environment. The only bad part about this is this.
But the storms won't stop.
I know.
Meteorologist Craig Allen with our affiliate WCBS is tracking the path of the system.
Southeast Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos are going to wind up with about 5 to 10 inches of rain, along with the strong gusty winds. It is possible that we could be nearing Category 4 strength as the storm makes a direct run at Bermuda sometime during Thursday night as well as Friday.
A sheriff in Texas has opened a criminal investigation into dozens of Venezuelan migrants flown from San Antonio to Florida and later to Martha's Vineyard. Bexar County Sheriff Jeff Salazar claims they were lured onto planes under false pretenses of jobs and services.
Somebody coming and preying upon people that are here minding their own business and are here legally, but somebody saw fit to come from another state, hunt them down, prey upon them, and then take advantage of their desperate situation just for the sake of political theater.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sees it differently.
They were homeless, they were hungry, so they hit the jackpot.
For the first time, arrests of undocumented immigrants at the southern border have exceeded 2 million in a year. Correspondent Manuel Bajorquez is at a bus station in El Paso.
Volunteer Juliana Esparza-Loya pulls in with her minivan loaded with supplies. She sets up her table and starts handing out essentials like backpacks, shoes, and clothes for children and adults who often arrive with only the clothes on their backs. For her, this issue has little to do with politics.
You vote for Republican or Democrat, it's still not changing. The problem is still here. How could people live out here for 4 or 5 days? They had to rely on good-hearted people to come and give their 3-month-old a blanket and a tent, and it shouldn't be that way.
Now, the city of El Paso has set up this migrant welcome center where they provide Wi-Fi to contact their sponsor families, food, shelter, and most importantly, transportation to their next stop.
In eastern Ukraine, the push to retake cities and towns held by Russia continues amid new evidence of torture. Correspondent Deborah Patup was allowed inside a police station in Izium, and what she witnessed was disturbing.
The dark, damp basement, previously used as an underground police shooting range.
It was already soundproof. That meant that screams would be muffled, and around you see the things that they left behind, deadly weapons of terror.
Investigators have testimony from victims that these were wielded as implements of torture.
We can see here some kind of wooden bat and masks that we understand were used to asphyxiate victims during periods of intense torture.
Unused electric shock devices were also found. We met torture victim Anatoly Kharakhatny last week, who broke down sobbing when he recalled being electrocuted.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look like that? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. But there's an easier way. When you download Thumbtack, it's easier to care for your home from top to bottom. Pull out your phone and in just a few steps, you can search, chat, and book highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. So say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Lawyers for former President Trump are scheduled to appear today before Special Master Raymond Deary after pushing back on one of his requests regarding the classified documents seized at Mar-a-Lago. Correspondent Scott McFarlane has details from Washington.
The special master appointed by the court to review some of the records has asked the Trump team to provide information about any records the former president declassified. And the Trump team in court filing says it doesn't want to do so, that it might impact their defense at any subsequent indictment.
Outside a courthouse in Baltimore, joy as Adnan Syed, featured on the true crime podcast Serial, walked out a free man. A circuit court judge ordered him unshackled after serving 23 years in prison in the murder of his ex-girlfriend. Marilyn Mosby is Baltimore City State's attorney.
We're not yet declaring Adnan Syed is innocent, but we are declaring that in the interest of fairness and justice, he is entitled to a new trial.
Prosecutors say new evidence suggests two other possible suspects may have been involved in the murder. They're cleaning up damage from a magnitude 7.6 earthquake in western Mexico that killed at least one person.
Some thought the second seismic alert must be a mistake. Just an hour earlier, it had sounded for the annual September 19th drill, commemorating a massive 1985 quake that killed more than 10,000 people. This time, damages were minor in the capital. In the coastal state Colima, dozens were injured as debris fell from buildings. Streets were flooded as the sea levels rose. Adrian Bard, CBS News, Mexico City.
Brits are back at work, back at school, a day after Queen Elizabeth's funeral. Now it's up to her son, the new king, to grapple with her legacy. Correspondent Vicky Barker has details from London.
This was a sentiment you heard a lot during yesterday's monumental ceremonies for Queen Elizabeth.
I don't think I've ever seen the like of this again. She was very, very special.
How can the oldest heir ever to assume the British throne possibly live up to the achievements of its longest reigning monarch? We won't start seeing the answer today. All the royals are observing a further week of mourning for their matriarch. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
The Federal Reserve begins 2 days of meetings today.
Economists are bracing for another interest rate hike.
We're definitely going to get a hike. The question is 75 or 100.
Sarah Malik with financial planning company Nuveen says this isn't it either.
I think we might see continued hikes at a more moderating rate going forward. So we get 75 basis points or 100 basis points this week, and then continued hikes more in the 25 to 50 basis point range for the foreseeable future until we can get inflation down to lower levels.
Stacy Lin, CBS News.
Scientists at the University of Hong Kong decided to look into the number of ants on the planet. They say their finding is so big, it's unimaginable. Almost 20 quadrillion ants are busily zipping to and fro or burrowing into the earth at any given moment. That's about 2.5 million for every person. And that's the World News Roundup. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
It was the biggest scandal in pop music. The stars of Milli Vanilli, the Grammy-winning multi-platinum R&B phenomenon, were exposed as frauds. But none of this was their idea. So whose idea was it? Enter German music producer Frank Farian. He saw the success of acts like Michael Jackson and Prince, and he wanted in, no matter the cost. So he devised the perfect pop heist. Two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? They couldn't sing. But Frank knew just how to fix that. Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's greatest controversies and takes a never-before-heard look at the exploitation of two young Black artists. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when the truth came out, Rob and Fab were the only ones who got burned. Looking back now, it's hard not to wonder, why did everyone blame them and not the man pulling the strings? Follow Blame It on the Fame, Milli Vanilli, on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
For more than two centuries, the White House has been the stage for some of the most dramatic scenes in American history. Inspired by the hit podcast American History Tellers, Wondery and William Morrow present the new book, The Hidden History of the White House. Each chapter will bring you inside the fierce power struggles, the world-altering decisions, and shocking scandals that have shaped our nation. You'll be there when the very foundations of the White House are laid in 1792, and you'll watch as the British burn it down in 1814. Then you'll hear the intimate conversations between FDR and Winston Churchill as they make plans to defeat Nazi forces in 1941. And you'll be in the Situation Room when President Barack Obama approves the raid to bring down the most infamous terrorist in American history. Pre-order The Hidden History of the White House now in hardcover or digital editions wherever you get your books.